The province has agreed to fully fund an upgraded crosswalk in Warminster to improve safety for the community. Simcoe North MPP Jill Dunlop, who made the announcement Tuesday, said the goal is to address ongoing safety concerns. I know firsthand that the Warminster crosswalk has been an ongoing safety concern for the community, especially given so many children use the crosswalk every day to get to school, Dunlop said in a news release. Because Warminster is divided by Highway 12, residents must cross the busy highway to get to the post office, the LCBO, a convenience store, and the school. Hilary Handy, who called the intersection an accident waiting to happen, and started a petition calling for lights at the busy crossing, said she was pleased to hear upgrades are on the horizon. As a resident of this community, a parent, a pedestrian and driver, we are thankful that the province has heard our pleas and is taking action to rectify the dangerous crossing situation, Handy told Aurelia Matters Tuesday. The township of Oro Medonte has been instrumental in making this happen along with the citizens who recognized a need and stepped up to make change happen, she explained. From signing a petition to blocking the intersection with your own vehicles, thank you to those who made the safety of our children a priority. Dunlop's release notes the crossing will be upgraded to an intersection pedestrian signal, IPS. An IPS provides a legal crossing for pedestrians across a major roadway. An IPS consists of traffic signal heads for vehicles on the major street only, along with signalized pedestrian fixtures and crosswalks. A pedestrian can push a button when ready to cross. The light will change from green to red, forcing drivers to stop while the pedestrian crosses. An IPS is great, said Handy, who explained the difference from what is currently in place to what will be put in place. She said the current pedestrian crossover features small white lights that flash when activated by a push button. They are located off to the side, not overhead, she explained, adding many drivers don't know what it is and don't stop. Half the time, you can't see the lights when there is glare from the sun because they are white lights, and they also were faulty often and didn't work at all, she lamented. The IPS is a half signal. So, it looks more like standard lights but is only activated once pushed, she explained, adding the new system is more familiar to drivers. I do wonder if a full set of lights is better in the long term as the region continues to grow. But for now, I will take what we can get because I see close calls every day, and enough is enough, Handy said. According to the release from Dunlop, a 2020 study determined there was a need to upgrade the crosswalk to a pedestrian crossover. Since that time, the crosswalk continued to be a concern for safety due to the volume of traffic, adherence to speed, and a unique situation beyond the control of both the community and the province of the sun rising and setting at both ends of the roadway, causing visual impediments and inability to effectively see the crosswalk lights, noted the release. Safety is a top priority of our government, which is why when MPP Dunlop brought the concerns of her constituents forward, our government took action, said Caroline Mulroney, Minister of Transportation. I am pleased these investments in infrastructure and safety will have a real impact on people's lives and continue connecting this vibrant region. Oro Medonte Mayor Randy Greenlaw said he is extremely happy to see safety improvements to the Highway 12 and Warminster Side Road intersection addressed by the Ministry of Transportation. Through advocacy and partnership between the Province of Ontario, Township, and the community of Warminster, the end result brings closure to significant safety concerns, which have been expressed for a number of years, said Greenlaw. Warminster resident Tom Smith, a parent and a volunteer firefighter, agreed. I was thrilled to hear that a new, safer crosswalk on Highway 12, a route many children take while walking to school, will be installed, he said in a news release. On behalf of the community, I want to extend my sincere thanks to MPP Dunlop, Oro Medonte Mayor Randy Greenlaw, and Ward 2 Cowan. John Bard for each personally reaching out to me to address my concerns and the support from the Ministry of Transportation. An official from Dunlop's office was unable to provide further details as to the cost of the upgrade or the timing of the installation of the new crosswalk.